With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Chump Chat. It's your boy, Johan Gomez, back with my co-host, Tanner Tessman, back for another episode of Chump Chat, like I said. And first of all, we just want to thank you guys for tuning in. And I want to quickly apologize. I think both of us want to quickly apologize for last week's episode. You know, we hope we didn't put any money on our picks because, man, you would be broke right now. But we're proud to say Portland's still in it. So we're rooting for Portland to get to the final so we can at least have one of two of our picks in the MLS Cup final. But if y'all didn't check out that episode, go back last week and check that out. I think it was a good episode, but now you know not necessarily to trust the chums always in what they say. The chum chat lesson didn't work out this time, but maybe next year. Yeah. We want to thank you guys because we hit 600 followers on Instagram and 400 subs, which is a big goal of ours. Now we're on to 700, and let's hit 500 before the end of the year if possible. But yeah, before we get into it, we want to thank our editor, Anthony. Shout out him. Go show him love. The new look now on YouTube. If you guys are listening, make sure a lot of these new episodes have good visuals. So you're going to want to tune into that as well. And make sure to like, share, and subscribe. And before we get into it, we've got to run an ad. And as you guys know, it's always presented by BET Online. So make sure to go on your new mobile desktop. Go to BET Online to get a 50% off welcome bonus. BLEAV 50 is your promo code to get your 50% off welcome bonus, courtesy of the chumps. So let's get into it. Recap of the week. 10, big day for the boy. I thought it was his first start. I apologize.
Yeah.
Most people thought
I don't know why everybody thought it was my first start. Like on Twitter after, there was like a bunch of people saying like, you know, it's his first start or whatever. And I was like, nah, it really wasn't. It really wasn't. Started versus Genoa a couple of weeks back before the international break. But no, it was a good experience. Well, we played Inter Milan the game before on the weekend, and it was a tough team. You know, they're a top team. And then we went away to Atalanta, and man, they're another top team, so it was tough. But I got to start in the game and played 90 minutes. It was a tough game. I mean, they're a really, really good team. I mean, Champions League team. So it's tough to play against, but it was a good experience for all of us. We all grew from it. We worked hard and it showed. And now we're on to the next game. We play Sunday at home versus Verona, another good team. Going to have to show out. So, but we're really looking for some points there. But nah, you're a week, my guy.
Before we get into my week, though, I'm proud of you, bro. I just want to say that first of all. I'm so proud of you. But you're going to have to forgive me. So I was getting interviewed while you were playing. And so I mentioned you in the interview. I was like, because he was like, how close are you with your boys? And then obviously I had to plug the chum chest. So I was like, you know, I'm close with them. I had just gotten off the phone with Thomas that day. And then I was like, obviously, Tanner's my best friend, my co-host. And I was like, and he was like, do you keep up with them? And I was like, obviously, I keep up with them. He's starting right now. I think it's his first start in CDI. So just if that comes out, I say that in an article, just know that that was a mistake on my part. But yeah, I'm always tuning into you. But for the Inter game, I actually I saw this one clip where you cut a guy kind of nice, but you skied it.
Yeah.
But hey, so you're still showing you got the quality, yeah, definitely, to roll with the best. So that's good. But next time we want that top bins for sure.
Yeah, I'm saying, bro.
You playing as a six or like more forward? Because I've seen you getting forward like more lately, but I don't know. Because in the lineup on the app that I have, shout out Flash Mob, great app. If you guys want to keep up to date with scores and stuff, Flash Score, it shows that you're more of a six, but I'm not sure if that's accurate.
Yeah, so like when I subbed in versus Inter, I was playing like a more attacking mid, but I don't know. We were losing the game, so I was getting forward. But versus Atalanta, I started as like an eight, I guess, kind of. We play like a different. We don't play like a traditional 4-3-3. But yeah, I play like more as an eight recently. But throughout the game, like versus Atalanta, I played six for like 20 minutes. And then I went back to eight. So I play both with the team, but just depends what the lineup is, really. We have a lot of options, so.
That's good. So, what? But this was your first 90 or no?
No, I played 90 versus Genoa as well.
Okay. Yeah, but I get into my week before we get review the FIFA cards. Quick week, actually. I play tomorrow again, and we play on Monday. So
yeah,
it's barely enough time to get the legs back again. But you know, as you may have seen, 2-2 draw away, which isn't great. But we played in historical stadium, like World Cup finals and everything in there, Olympia Stadium in Munich. So it was a big honor. And then obviously a brace, first career brace ever, professional ranks, 2-2 draw. Well, we tied our own goal at the end. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I had subbed
out. And a bit unfortunate, but hey, good week. I just started playing striker again. So I think I've told you I've struggled with like playing eight at Porto. And even here, I first came. That's part of the reason I came here, because they said I would play striker, but then they're like, oh, you're too good on the ball to play striker. Like, maybe you should play 8 or 10. And I was like, and so that was like the first 7 games. Like, I was playing 10 or 8, bro. It was, and then last 7 games, I've started playing like up top in a 4-4-2. And I started scoring, thankfully. So I think that's where I belong. So hopefully we can keep that up. We need a win this Friday tomorrow. So if you guys have nothing better to do, make sure to tune in. Just not necessarily watch, but follow along. As we seek the 3 points. But sure. Yeah, I think we're about to review our FIFA cards. Speaking of FIFA, I think we both deserve some informed cards, because Tanner's stepping up. I'm stepping up now. FIFA, what's good? EA, what's good? Come on, we need some informed cards. But shout out the website I'm going to use. I think one of my friends here showed it to me. So FIFA, I think it has all the stats and everything that you need. I'm going to share my screen right now.
While you're going to share your screen, for the people listening online, and for the viewers watching, we can't skip over the Chum Chat blessing with our guy Walker Zimmerman, MLS Defender of the Year, back to back. I mean, it's got to be the Chum Chat blessing, doesn't it have to be?
It has to be. It has to be, because we interviewed him before he won the first one, right?
Yes.
It absolutely has to be. Crazy. Tanner Teston, what a guy! Can you see it?
Yeah, I see it. Wow. I don't know what any of these numbers mean, rating. But all right.
What this means?
Yeah. 63 overall rating. Okay. It's like similar to last year.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
What did you have last year? Do you know?
I don't remember. All I remember is having a 5-star weak foot. So.
You do have a 5-star weak foot. Wow. Wow. That's crazy. That's actually so rare in the game. Yo. 5-star weak foot. I want to say this real quick because – some people have been getting like, I've been like saying that they play with me or play with Tan or something. I love that. I honestly love that. It's my first year in the game. It's Tan's second year in the game, I think, right? So yeah. I love it. If you guys are using me, send me videos of you scoring with me. Send us videos of you scoring with Tanner. I mean, I personally love it. It makes my day. So yeah, but anyways, take Spick out of the Champions League. Take Vanessa out of the Champions League. Whatever y'all want to do, but have some fun with it. But 5-star weak foot, 2-star skill moves. What are you thinking about that? I think you're a little better than that.
I think I am a little better than that, but I'm not like a – I'm more like a – if it was a skillful player, I'm more like a Messi, where I don't do a bunch of, like, skills, whereas, like, Ronaldo does a bunch of skills, you know what I mean? I'm more like a simple just cut, you know? So I guess it's kind of fair.
True. Work rate, medium. What are you saying about that?
Nah, come on. Man? Come on, FIFA. Come on, bro. I ran the most in the last game versus Atalanta in the whole game, so come on.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
How much are you running? I want to know.
I think that game was like 12,000 kilometers.
12,000 kilometers.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
So come on, FIFA, come on.
That's quite a bit. Did you feel tired, or was it like, nah, you felt straight?
There's like points in the game where you feel tired, but like at the end, I was straight.
Okay, let's get into the the deep part of it. Goalkeeping, obviously, you know, I think you're a little bit better in goal. I personally think you are. I've seen you.
I'm honestly way better in goal. That's wow. I mean, FIFA obviously ain't seen that. I haven't played goalkeeper in a professional level, but come on, bro.
Bro, they should know that you're an athlete, bro. You play basketball, play some.
I'm an athlete.
You play football? I don't even remember. Obviously, you did play football, but you were a kicker. But I mean, obviously, you're an athlete in general. You could have been a tight end. So, come on.
Yeah,
the handling needs to be a little bit better than a six. That's poor from
you. Why is handling low? Like, my hands are good. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my strong point. You know, I don't know.
The strongest point according to FIFA is your strength. What do you say about that? I mean, you're a strong man.
I mean, I guess I am a strong guy, but I wouldn't say that's my best attribute. Like, if somebody asked me, I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm super strong. But I mean, I am mad.
EA, I really need EA to be watching this right now because this is important. 53 shot power?
Yeah, that's a joke.
Like, come
on. Bro, if you line up my shot with like Ronaldo's, bro, I swear it'd be like the same when we hit it.
It'd be the same or stronger, bro. You shoot crazy. Bro, I'm just waiting for the banger. I'm waiting for the banger. It's coming, people. It's coming because I don't know. He scored like, especially U19 year, you were snapping. Or U17 or U19, you were snapping. You were scoring like several bangers. Several bangers. So we need that. Hey, but who has more of a like a? Because Gianluca has a pretty good shot too. But who would you say out of you two has a stronger shot? You'd say
a stronger shot for me, for sure. Me, but he's got a good shot with his right foot. So
you're saying he has a weak foot?
I mean, from range, I don't think he could get into the goal.
But he's more of like a finesse kind of guy, right?
You're
more
he's like a nice, good accuracy, better accuracy, good shot, top tier.
Mentality. It's crazy how they grade these things, you know. I mean, I think
they got mentality in FIFA.
Aggression, interceptions, positioning, and vision is pretty good, to be honest. Composure, but penalties. I don't think they were. They must have not been watching the semifinal back in Irvine because, I mean, 41 penalties.
Yeah, that's facts.
It's poor, you know.
And I had a really good PK versus Portland Timbers.
Facts.
Come on, FIFA. I slotted that
what
one.
Else? What else? What else here do you notice that's kind of like?
Well, I'm just looking at, like you said, strength is good, but stamina. They put my work rate at medium, but they put my stamina high. Like, come on, FIFA. That don't make any sense. I mean, skill crossing's 53. I have a better cross than that, but I play in the middle, so I guess I don't get on the crosses a lot.
Your long passing, pretty solid 70 is that's one of your strengths for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely
not bad. 70 is definitely not bad.
Not bad. Ball control, pretty decent. Dribbling, pretty decent for my card rating. They actually kind of niced me on the acceleration. A lot of people would put my acceleration lower and my sprint speed higher because, like, once I get going, I'm faster. But they kind of niced me on the acceleration, not going to lie. Agility, for a big guy, that's pretty good, I'd say.
How tall, bro? My dad constantly asked me, how tall are you?
6'3". Yeah, so it's pretty good. Balance, reaction,
How are you related speed. to the players on your team, like, height-wise?
Man, we actually got some tall players, like our whole team pretty much is around like 6'1". And then obviously we have like guys like Busio and some of our attacking players are smaller, but man, our defense is pretty, I mean, we got some tall dudes, like compared to other teams, like especially like teams I played against when we went to Mexico and stuff, like we got some tall dudes for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, you when we're taking like average, the, or you're still on the taller end?
I'd say like for my position, for sure I'm the tallest, but like, on the whole team, there's like a lot of dudes that like stand equal to me. And then all of our goalkeepers are like super tall. So if you don't count the four goalies we have, then we got like a few center backs, one or two forwards. And that, I mean, they're pretty good height, but we don't got nobody that's like super small except for like, I mean, I guess you say Busio is like the smallest on the whole team. I don't want to be disrespectful. I don't know how tall he actually is, but I think he's like, I'd say he's like 5'7" or 5'7" or 5'8".
That's not too
bad. Maybe he's like 5'10". I don't know, but I think he's like 5'8", to be honest.
If he's 5'10", then you disrespected me because I'm 5'10". So
nah, he's definitely shorter than you. He's like 5'8". He's got to be like 5'8". 5'7" might be a stretch. 5'8". Sorry. Sorry, Boos.
Shout out, Gianluca. So what else? What else before we move on? What else kind of like do you think could be better? Is worse?
I see. For us, I agree with FIFA. My aggression is my lowest stat if you don't count goalkeeping. So I think my aggression is higher than that, but I could definitely improve that. But the way I kind of play is, I don't know.
That's what it is, though. It's kind of hard to be. I think that's why your composure is high. Look at your composure. That's how you play. You're calm guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They're going to be
I could up that aggression since it's, you know, it's mentality. So I could up that. But FIFA, come on, man. 39. I don't think anybody's stat should be at 39, bro.
All right. This is a good question. This is a good question I just thought of. And the viewers definitely want to know. If you could pick five of these that you want to be your highest throughout your career. That you're aiming to be your highest throughout your career. And you want it to be so obvious that you're the best at these five that obviously even it reflects in the game. What five would it be?
Ooh, this is kind of nice. I would definitely say short passing and long passing because I want my passing to be elite. So those two. And then I would say eventually – my defensive awareness is a decent stat, but definitely up my defensive awareness because it would help with all the defensive traits, positioning, tackling, everything. And then I would say, this is tough, man. Because you want to kind of get from everywhere, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. You want to be an all-around player.
I would say as a midfielder, I would say vision like Kevin De Bruyne, like top tier vision. And then I would say for me, maybe like agility being really high. As a midfielder, you're always changing direction. So having really high agility will be top tier. So for me, I think those would be the five. Yeah.
I think for you, honestly, it'd be good. Do you know, obviously, you know, Leon Goretzka from Bayern. He was one of the first players to have 80. On like all of his core stats on his card, above 80.
Yeah, exactly.
Like defense, pace, everything above 80. So it's just that's a perfect all around player. Yeah, and then his traits. Before we move on, traits: long passer and playmaker. So it's not bad.
It's kind of nice. Playmaker, I like that. Okay. Not a bad card, honestly. If y'all are looking for a game changing midfielder in your squad,
hold on, you cut out a bit. What'd you say?
I said it's a good card. You know, if you're looking for a game-changing midfielder in your ultimate team that's a bronze, I mean, go for it. You know what I'm saying?
Go for it. If you have your SBC, all bronze cards, get me Ante in your ultimate team and just go for it. So before we move on, overall rating, 63 this year, next year, what are we aiming for?
Next year, I'm not sure about ratings in FIFA, but I'm just aiming for a silver card.
Whatever. Silver card. Okay, I like that.
I don't know what the numbers are, but
65 is silver, card. I think.
Okay, then 65 or up.
Perfect. Perfect. Go Cup, Tanner. And then me. Oh, this is not me. This is me. 64. I got blessed.
First year, that's a nice card, bro.
That is a nice card. I think
I'm interested to see this. I've never seen this. Let's do it.
4-star weak foot. What are you saying about that?
I'm saying that's kind of – I say that straight. Like, you got a good finish with your left foot.
Yeah, but, I got a good finish for my mark. But honestly, I respect it because, you know, one thing I'm lacking in my weak foot, I have a really good weak foot with my long balls. But you can give long balls with both feet very well. So I respect the 4-star weak foot under your 5-star weak foot for sure. 3-star that's skill nice. Moves. Also not the best skiller, but – actually, I've actually gotten a lot better at that recently. So, you know, it's decent. Work rate high. I think we can all say that my work rate is pretty high.
Facts.
So, I'd say that's valid.
Wait. What are they saying here about the real face?
Oh, where it's like, you know how they scan your face in the game?
Okay.
And so my face isn't scanning that. That's the goal in the next couple of years. I want my face in this game. It deserves to be in this game. Me and Tan.
Facts.
Okay, let's move on. Let's move on to the beautiful stats. Wow. It's not a bad card, you know.
I mean, how is your goalkeeping diving better than mine? For real, though.
No, that was disrespectful. But the handling, you got to look at the handling. It's worse than yours. Five. And you had
six.
Yeah,
facts.
So, I mean.
These stats are nice, though, for a forward. These are nice.
I feel like they're kind of disrespecting my defending, though. I think my defending, honestly, as a forward, is pretty good. You know, the pressure. Defensive awareness, okay. But standing tackle, sliding tackle, you know how I'd get into it in training. Like, sliding tackle should be at least, like, a 90.
Yeah, your sliding tackle needs to go up for sure out of all those. Out of those three, your sliding tackle for sure needs to go up.
But let's look. Honestly, okay, yeah. What calls the attention is all the green and, like, the movement. But my card is a striker / center forward / cam. So, you know, finishing short passing and volleys is pretty disappointing in my opinion. I mean, I think a 65 finishing for me, you know, you see that both of the goals on the weekend were pretty composed, pretty good finish.
Yeah.
And 65, I mean, it's okay. You know, yeah, there's no hard feelings, but, you know, I think I deserve a team of the week here shortly. So,
What are you saying about the heading accuracy? You saying that's fair? Or are you saying that's kind of out of there?
Heading accuracy, I'll say it's not fair. I think I'm accurate with my head. But if you're just saying heading in general, okay, I'll allow it. Because I'm not the tallest, but shout out EPT. Got me working a while ago on my agility and stuff like that. So I got the hops. Me and Tang got the hops. But I won't complain too much about the heading accuracy, you know? But
facts.
I think it could definitely go better. Dribbling 71, that's pretty high. I respect that. Long passing 44. I mean, compared to Tan, I mean, it's not as good as Tanner's. Obviously, I'm not a midfielder, but I think it's still a bit disrespectful. Hey, what's going on? You know?
Yeah, I mean, I think you just don't ever hit long passes though. Like, for real though.
True.
Because like you're always either coming back to the ball or turning and playing forward, but it's not like you're wide and hitting the ball through. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, I'm not to bring Judd into this because he's not here, but what do you think his long passing would be if you had a FIFA card?
I think at this point, if Judd had a FIFA card, they just wouldn't even type long passing. Like, they just leave it out, you know? Like, it's not even – they do all the stats except for, like,
they wouldn't want to disrespect him with, like, the five of a GK handling, you know?
Yeah, and then the face – the real face thing, too, like, they wouldn't even type that either. Like, they would never put his face in FIFA, you know? Like, they wouldn't even put an image of him. Like, you got an image, I got an image. They wouldn't even do that.
I agree with that. But moving on to the movement, I think this is the high part of my car. Acceleration, 84. 76 sprint speed, 80 agility, 75 balance. I think.
That's pretty hype, not gonna lie.
That's pretty hype. So actually, when I posted my FIFA card on Snapchat, shout out Chris Richards. So I had the 80. So on the actual card, I had the 80 pace. And he was like, he wasn't hated, but he goes, 80 pace. Because I think I had higher than him. And I was like, hey.
That's crazy.
I was like, hey, I don't make the rules. But he was like, nah, you're fast. But he was like, I don't know if you're faster than me. And I was like, I don't know. I don't remember how fast Chris is. I really don't.
I don't know.
But I guess we could, we'll see. Shit, Chris, we can race when we both get back to Dallas. But also, Kevin Bonilla was mad hating also. He was like, 80 pace. I was like, boy, you're so fat, you just be rolling down the field, boy.
The only time he's fast is when there's pizza on the other side of the field. But no, I mean, it is kind of crazy to look at your card and see, like, the difference from, like, your highest numbers to, like, your lower numbers because, like, you're an attacking player. So they just, like, kind of lower your other numbers, even though, like, you know, you could be good at those things. They just lower it. And then they put your, like, your actual good attributes, like, at a right number. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. I don't know.
Yeah. It's interesting. And, like, compared to you as a midfielder, it's, like, you're more all around in general. Like,
yeah,
stats are all kind of the same. Yeah. Yeah. It makes sense. Shot power, 62. I mean, it's okay, I guess. Could be better. Stamina 74, I think I can agree with that. I think we both know that I run quite a bit. Strength 66, yeah, I mean, I can definitely work on my strength for sure, but I'm not weak. I think we both know I'm not a weak player. Long shot 60, I mean, as a striker, I'm not shooting from distance that much, but I think we can definitely get that up. And then mentality, 47 aggression, that's the one that, you know, I think We can both agree. That's probably the least accurate one out there.
Yeah.
Aggression.
Come on.
I think we need a 99 aggression Hall of Fame menace card, Johan Gomez card, because, I mean, if we just had a compilation of Johan Gomez Hall of Fame menace to society moments, it'd be quite the compilation.
Oh, that's
cool. But 60 positioning, 60 vision. I mean, like you said, positioning, I guess, as a striker, as a center forward, I guess it can be interpreted different ways in terms of movement and whatever it may be, but I'm okay with that. Composure, I think composure should be higher. I mean, at least like a 70. But other than that, I'm pretty happy. Traits, flair, speed dribbler. And before we move on, I'm gonna give you my five that I want to be known for in my card. I honestly, to be fair, my highest is obviously my pace. I don't care about that. I really don't. Obviously, like, it's a good card to have if you're like playing FIFA Ultimate Team. You just pace everyone, right? But
facts, yeah.
I want to have my finishing the highest. My stamina the highest. My aggression. My dribbling. And, you know, just for kicks, I will say acceleration, actually. Because as a striker, I guess you do need to be quick. So,
they kind of relax on anything else. What are you saying about the reactions, though?
Yeah, 57 reactions. I don't know what's going on there. I mean, I just think they decided to disrespect me a little bit after they were like, you know, maybe overhyped me. They overhyped the acceleration. Okay, 84. I really respect that. Thank you. And then the 57, though, you know, I think they might have gotten the numbers wrong there. I think they switched the numbers because it should be a 75.
But I mean, I don't understand what reaction is either. Like,
just like,
how can it be? How can that be so low compared to your other numbers? Like, if agility is 80, bro, what is your brain just not connected to your legs, or like what? You're just a 57 reaction, like you can't see stuff.
That must be what it is. That must be what it is. My bad player in the game just doesn't react. It takes him like 3 seconds to react to a lost ball.
All the players are thinking the game's lagging, but it's just your reaction. It's too low.
Exactly. Instead of getting back on defense, my player's just standing there watching the play, and then he runs back like five seconds later. So, I mean, I think that's what EA thinks that I do in real life. But shout out EA, man. If y'all want to sponsor Chump Chat, hey, we're not opposed to it. I think we're both up-and-coming players. But, hey, I mean, in-form cards would not be bad right now for both of us. I think we're both in-form. So
that's facts.
Whoever the EA rep is for the United States, hey, that's all I'm gonna say. But that was fun. That was really fun. We gotta take advantage of things that, you know, not everyone has. You know, for me,
facts.
Obviously, for both of us, I think we're happy to be in the game. Obviously, we dream of being some of the highest rated players in the game, which I think will happen eventually. But for me personally, just being able to be in the game is absolutely unreal. I don't know how much you play FIFA. I play FIFA a decent amount. Growing up, especially.
I don't play FIFA. Yeah.
Anything else before we do the outro?
Nah, man. I think it was fun looking at the cards. Obviously, I don't play FIFA a bunch, so I don't get to see these cards. Like, I didn't even see my card last year, really. So, you know, it's nice to, like, see that, you know, that you're doing something, that you're in a game that is, you know, people play it every day. Obviously, we're bottom tier in the game, but, you know, somebody might pack us every once in a while, you know, you never know. And they, you know, they put eyes on us, and it's kind of nice. So it's definitely a privilege being in the game. It's an honor. So we're both really pleased with our cards. I mean, you can't be mad. You're in the game. You're not a 59. So we're doing well, you know. So that's all I got to say.
Hey, exactly. Before we do the outro real quick, do you want to show them the sign that we got coming, that Tanner ordered,
man, that we
got coming? You just gotta set it up.
It's just a little something, you know. We on air. The glare is a little
crazy.
Bad.
I think anyone who's watching this who's not subscribed because of this, you need to subscribe right now. Subscribe right now, like it, and share it with your friends, because we're going up. We have new ideas coming.
We got a lot coming. You know, it's just the beginning. You know, it's just the beginning.
I do want to talk about it a little bit though, because we both had some pretty good ideas. Now we have Justin back in the mix. Obviously, he's not always going to be recording, but he can provide ideas and stuff for content. So, I mean, we have kind of like some ideas for maybe mini vlogs, stuff like that, day in the life. I know you guys are interested in what Tanner does day to day, what I do day to day, what a day in the life of a D1 player is, maybe also. So, you know, we have some good ideas coming.
So we got, like John said, we got a bunch of things coming, day in the life, different things. But we also still got the merch from last year, and we're planning on doing another drop soon, maybe next, the beginning of next year, 2022 drop. But we still got merch available on the site, ChumpChat.
ShopChumpChat.com.
ShopChumpChat.com. So go check it out, ShopChumpChat.com. You know, we still got a few items left that didn't finish out last year. So if you're lucky, you might be able to cop one. But yeah, just go on the site, ShopChumpChat.com, and you might find something for Christmas, you know, a little gift to the missus or whatever. So go check it out.
Exactly, for Christmas. And we need to say this. We obviously see everyone who buys the merch and supports us. If you buy the merch for the potential giveaways that we have coming soon, which are going to be great. We're not going to be giving away some rinky dink kind of gift. No, it's going to be top tier things. I promise you that. So for the giveaways, people who buy the merch will definitely be more likely to win these potential giveaways. But yeah, new ideas, new things coming. We're super excited. Again, shout out to our editor, Anthony. Oh, we have another advertisement before we sign off. If you're looking for a gift for the missus, like Tanner said, for your daughter, for even for your son, Lightbox Diamonds. They're lightning, Lightbox lab-grown diamonds, and they're the brightest gift of the year. So Lightbox Diamonds, never a dull moment. Go check them out. We don't have a code for you guys, but go check them out. Shout at them sponsoring the video also. And before we do a quick outro, I mean, we just want to thank you guys again for tuning in. It means the world to us. If you're not subscribed already, please subscribe. Share with your friends. Like it up. Do whatever you need to do. And this episode was presented by BET Online. Right there, we're going to pop up Judson's picks of the week. And I don't know. Me and Tanner weren't that good at betting on things last time, but I think Judson might be a little bit better. So don't take our word for it. But if y'all want to put in y'all's picks, take a look at Judson's picks of the week. And that's it for us, you guys. Thank you so much for the constant support. And go find your own success. Deuces. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.